Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by Mobius Strip Press. I am G.R. Mobley. If you go to my site, reclaimingtherepublic.org, you will have access to my content and support documents and links. This is an educational grassroots program leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again. And we are back, and I've got my usual dialogue I want to get into, but we actually have a special guest. I've asked Sheriff Mack to join us, and Sheriff Mack, are you there?
I'm here, GR. Thank you very much.
Awesome. I know that you're in a how tight is the race? Or how many candidates are you up against for this primary?
Well, originally there was an announcement. There was 33 people. And then you have to get signatures out here in Arizona, and that really dwindled the field down. But there were 13 who got signatures. One of them dropped out after that. So there are 12 candidates, so I have 11 opponents.
And out of that 11, now these are 11 Republican opponents because this is a
Correct.
Republican primary. So out of the 11, how many has the name recognition to, you know, basically hoist against yours?
There's probably, I'd have to say legitimately, 5, maybe 6.
Okay. And I'm going to venture to say, because forgive me, I wish I would have reached out to you sooner so I could have engaged sooner, but it seems like you're famous, you're not infamous, you are famous for supporting the Constitution with your Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, if I have that right. And so,
Yes. And so
the intent behind all of that was to get sheriffs to understand their constitutional duty of enforcing the Constitution and getting them and peace officers on board with understanding these duties that they have in their oath.
That is absolutely correct. And if anybody wanted to see any more about that, just go to CSPOA.org.
Okay.
Stands for Constitutional Sheriff Peace Officer Association. So anyway, yeah, we've done a lot of work, and we've been doing it for about 10 years now. And I first wrote the book in 2009 called The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. And that kind of was the springboard for creating the organization and doing this nationwide.
Right. And to me, in what I am doing, I consider the sheriff probably the most powerful man of the county, because a lot of counties don't necessarily, their commissioners don't necessarily garner 100% of the votes. Sometimes it's by districts and what have you. In the county I live in, mm-hmm. the commissioners are done by district. But the sheriff is the only person in the entire county that is available for all people to vote for, which means that he carries the full load of the constituents of the county. And so when...
Well, Thomas Jefferson called him the top executive of the county.
There you go. Okay.
and maybe that's one of the reasons, but he is the only elected law enforcement officer anywhere in the county, which makes him very powerful. He
right.
he reports directly to the power source. And I have maintained in his county, he has more power and authority and responsibility than the governor, than the president, than the United States legislature. He is the ultimate authority. And if you look at the history of the sheriff, it bears that out also.
Okay, so let me do this because I think it bears, it needs to be said that with all of this that you've done, this creates huge, to me, just huge credibility as far as what we've got, what you've done and against your opponents. And so are there any other opponents that might be out there that, as far as I'm concerned, you know, really have that kind of credibility, or has that even come out in this election?
No, it does. Nobody does. In fact, all my opponents get up there and say, well, I'm most unique because of this, and I'm most unique because of that, and I'm the only one that's ever done this. When you start going through that with me, the rest start to kind of really wonder why they're running against me. Because,
right.
First of all, I'm the only sheriff in American history to ever start a lawsuit against the federal government,
right.
take it all the way to the Supreme Court and win. And not only that, but that was against the Clinton administration. So, I mean, I sued the Clintons and lived to tell about it.
There you go.
It was a landmark case. It was the most amazing and most most powerful 10th Amendment state sovereignty decision in the history of our country. Everybody should read the case. Just Google Mack versus U.S. and get the case and read the case. It's the most amazing case against federal overreach and federal intrusions. And when you really, again, take into consideration, it was Bill Clinton and Janet Reno that we fought and won against. It was really a miracle. And then I'm also the only one to ever have run a jail. I'm the only one to ever be in law enforcement. I'm the only one to ever crawl through a drug tunnel along the Mexican-USA border. I'm the only one to have ever ridden in the machine gun boats along McAllen, Texas, in the Rio Grande. I'm the only one that's ever worked as an undercover narcotics officer. I'm the only one that's ever been a detective. And now this is even more apropos and important. Uh-huh. I'm the only one to have ever been a school resource officer.
There you
and I'm the only one running who's ever been a school teacher, and I'm presently a school teacher.
Well, with the election tomorrow, what a day late and a dollar short, what can people help you with? If there's anything that anybody listening could do,
well,
what is that?
That's really a good question, and I appreciate it, because I've poured in all my life savings in this, hoping that people would donate and I would be able to get a lot of it back. So if anybody wants to help with the campaign, we're still paying for radio ads that we're finishing up tomorrow. But if anybody can and is willing to help out, I mean, we just got a donation this morning for $1,000 from somebody in Iowa. And then my neighbor called just about 30 minutes ago, and he said, "Hey, we want to help you with the campaign," and he's doing $50. You know, I told him, I said, "Bob, don't worry about not being very much." I said, "If everybody would do that in my family and the people that I've talked to on radio shows, I would have my money back and probably a little bit more." But I'm all in. The point is, GR, I'm really all completely in on this. I walk the streets and walk neighborhoods and walk the shopping centers getting my own signatures with about 20 other volunteers. I paid another group to get me more. I just didn't want there to be any stone unturned with getting signatures. And we had to have about 1,500 signatures. I ended up getting 2,200. But if you don't get enough signatures and they challenge them, then you're off the ballot. And I didn't want to put all this time and money into it and then not make the ballot. And so I ended up being the second most. And it's a grueling campaign, but the thing of it is, this was a special election.
Okay, so let me
take the place.
Let me
go ahead.
Let me interject real quick because we're running out of time, and I've got these hard breaks coming up. Where do these people donate? Do they just go to your?
Just go to my website, SheriffRichardMack.com.
Okay. And all you got to do, folks, is Google, because I found him. If you Google Sheriff Mack, M-A-C-K, and that'll just take you to all of his different websites and all of his information. And that'll pop up, SheriffRichardMack.com as well. And so I do have less than a minute left. I don't know how much time you have afterwards. If you want to stick around, that's fine. But any other parting shots, saved rounds?
Well, I would say that, you know, people ask me why I sued the Clinton administration to stop gun control, the Brady Bill. That's what it was all about. And then people ask me, you know, and I told them, I said, I did it for liberty. And then people ask, well, why'd you run for Congress? And I said, I did it for liberty. Now I want to ask you, why do you vote?
Well,
if you're not voting for liberty, then you're voting for the wrong reason.
Right.
So let's everybody get together and vote for liberty, donate to liberty. That's what my candidacy has all been about. And so, yes, if anybody can help, I'm asking you to help.
And one way that I would like to basically ask everybody to, you know, consider helping is at least say a prayer. I include Sheriff Mack in your prayers. So thank you very much, Sheriff Mack, for joining us. And
you're welcome.
Have a safe trip to where you're going.
All right. Thanks so much. See you.
You bet. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Folks, we'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Stay tuned. Thank you so much. Rippey Homes is a family-owned business that has been building homes in the Spokane area for over a decade. For years, they've offered their customers an array of construction projects and services. But due to market demands, they now exclusively focus building high-efficiency homes and business offices, offering custom turnkey solutions for customers seeking to save money on operational costs while enjoying the latest innovations and construction technology. They understand many of these features can be expensive, but this is why they work closely with a team of leading designers to integrate the details and options that suit your needs. When it comes to translating designs into reality, the artisans they employ make this happen. If you're interested in building a cutting-edge dream home or office, then contact Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippy.com. This is G.R. Mobley. The reason the progressives are effective in instituting their policies is because they are united ideologically, financially, and socially. In addition, almost all billionaires in the world are funding a vast array of different groups, and their efforts are to undermine our Republican Constitution. If you don't believe me, Google the donors to the Open Society Foundations. The only way we're going to combat these efforts and take back our liberties, like our education system, healthcare, and many other state rights, is by you and I and local businesses getting involved and supporting programs based on constitutional principles. The best way to do this is supporting result-oriented organizations designed to take back our lost liberties. The ultimate result-oriented effort is Republic Review. So please consider contributing to the show and the organizations and activities that we are supporting by going to reclaimingtherepublic.org and go to the contributions page, and you can become a listed supporter of Liberty. Thank you. Hey, folks, it's that time of year to get that dental checkup and cleaning. I know many of us are creatures of habit, and we tend to settle for what we know, and many of us are procrastinators. I was that way with my past dentist, jumping from one dentist chair to the next. From all the hopping, I have learned that all dentists are not equal, and I would challenge you to consider checking out Dr. Vaughn Tracy. I work hard to make a living, and I'm not one to throw my hard-earned money on just any good dentist. That's why it took me a couple of years to find a great dentist like Dr. Vaughn Tracy. From the excellence of his staff to the quality of the work, Dr. Vaughn Tracy is the difference. I know it's time to put standards to our loyalty, so I ask you to give Dr. Vaughn Tracy a try by setting up your next appointment with him. Just go to VONTRACYDDS.com or call them at 466-6614. Again, sign up at VonTracyDDS.com. Thank you. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. If you've listened to my weekly show, Reclaiming the Republic, right here on Red State Talk Radio, every weekday evening from 6 to 7 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. It is a hard, fast contract. In accordance to Article 7, the states are the only stakeholders in this contract, and inherent in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight over the contract. This means they can audit the contract against the general government and the unconstitutional powers they are exercising. Any single state can perform this audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what I refer to as Republic Review. Please read my executive summary on reclaimingtherepublic.org to learn the details about Republic Review. Thank you. Okay, so the number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK or 215-867-8255. Do not forget my three C's when you dial in. And let's get on with the dialogue. Well, I'm thankful that Sheriff Mack was able to squeeze in a little bit of time. I know he has, I believe he said he was going down to ASU to speak to a crowd down there. As we were ending, I didn't have a lot of time to say this, but I truly believe in the power of prayer. And I truly believe that if we all start praying for the successes that we and our republic and our Constitution need, then I believe that we will be blessed with whatever the resources, talents, skills, and you name it, because I think it'll happen. I truly believe that our framers and Washington and all of them attest to the fact that they were in constant prayer. And if it was not for the divine hand of providence, they would not have been able to receive and be the benefactors of this great republic and the Constitution and so forth. As a matter of fact, I will spoil my Thanksgiving special. The Wednesday before my Thanksgiving, I always go through the very first executive order that was at the request of and a unanimous request of Congress that George Washington proclaim a day of thanks. And that was not a day of thanks as in the Thanksgiving that we celebrate today. The Thanksgiving that they offered up was a day of service to the Lord for blessing them with the safety and passage of the Revolution and everything else for the Constitution. Go read it. It's the proclamation of the first Thanksgiving. Please read it. It puts a whole new scope to what Thanksgiving should be and how we've been duped into believing that our traditional Thanksgiving, that was really more of a local Thanksgiving for New England than it was for the nation. The nation's Thanksgiving was thanking the Lord for our Constitution and recognizing His hand in delivering us from our foe and creating this great nation and so forth. But what I didn't say is that this show was also sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. And I usually tell you the three reasons. I will forego the three reasons is why you want to download these podcasts, but I will tell you that you can download them from ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. And if you're a Facebook fellow or just a Facebook associate, then you may want to check out, I just launched the page this weekend. It's ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. Still needs lots of stuff for it, and I'm going to be posting a primary in, I should say, it'll be a pinned note, but it'll be basically the primary information that you need as to what you can do and start helping, because we do have more and more, I think, cogs joining into the wheel, and I believe that we're shaping into the structure. As far as, and when I say we, it's not me. This is not me. This is us. And so it's not like I've got this institution I'm creating. I am working with existing institutions. I am working with you, local communities, politicians, people who support the Constitution and want to see our republic saved as well as our Constitution. So, these we's I'm talking about are lots of good patriots that have either other work, other entities, their own thing that they're doing. And I'm just basically going and sharing them with the concept of Republic Review. And most of these people that are actually the we's are coming on board. And I'm trying to get all those people who love the Constitution to come on board. I will say this, that if you do not come on board, I'm not going to necessarily flame you, but there's got to be a reason why, if you truly love the Constitution, why you won't come on board. And I talk about that in my first executive summary, because we already know that there's a battle going on between the status quo and the Article 5 folks, and who has the high ground on the Constitution, who's really going to be saving the Constitution. I'll ask you that. As a matter of fact, I'll ask you to get informed and look at all three sides and tell me if you think the status quo, Republic Review, or the Article 5 Convention is the way to go, considering all the facts and details. And as a matter of fact, I am confident that if you really objectively read the source documents that I cite, and you read my argument, I am highly confident that unless you have some bias already towards one particular side, if you're a conventionite or an anti-conventionite, then you may have a hard time giving up your vested interest. But I will tell you that anybody that is objective, that has either no opinion or has, you know, not really taken a particular position, will probably, and not even probably, I have a high likelihood that you will recognize Republic Review as what it is. It is a Madisonian approach to how we can engage and save the Constitution. See, I don't even want to put the G.R. Mobley spin on it. It may be copyrighted material. It may be, you know, intellectual property or what have you. But that is only to keep somebody, some money-grubbing person, from grabbing a hold of this and making this a get-rich-quick scheme, because that would have been the antithesis of what the framers would have intended. When they were in Philadelphia at Independence Hall framing the Constitution, none of those men were in there for any form of avarice, except for probably Hamilton. Hamilton was the one that was going back and forth to New York, and he had, you know, this ambiguity about him, or enigmatic behavior, where, you know, why did he keep on leaving? And all through the process, he seemed to have talked and created arguments that kind of left him open, which means, and I've mentioned this before on the show, I think he had ulterior motives. I think that Hamilton already was looking to become a leader in pushing for an American aristocracy, and he didn't like parts of the Constitution, and he used his minions like John Marshall, who was a self-acclaimed protege of Hamilton. He used him to create unconstitutional footings to our demise, because it has been those unconstitutional footings that Marshall created that is causing us to suffer. And so without any more dragging this on, as far as what else I wanted to say, because I'm running out of time, don't forget that I do have a question that is open to anybody. And if you want to call, I will reward you with a set of my books if you do call, and, you know, you're willing to speak to me as to how the Constitution protects religious freedom. And so with that, we've had Sheriff Mack. I'm hoping and I believe that we'll have Tom DeWeese on tomorrow. He's got a new book coming out. He is a subject matter expert for the Agenda 21, Agenda 30, and the globalist agenda for America. And so I will have him come on probably middle of the show. But I want you to know that Tom DeWeese has read my executive summary, so we'll probably get into that a little bit. He has written the backword for my current executive summary. And Trevor Lawton has written the foreword, and so I haven't published it yet. So all those people that keep on pinging me, when are you going to publish this? As soon as I am all done with the smoothing, because I'm trying to take out the trigger words. I don't necessarily want to poke people in the eye over, you know, what they've been doing, but I cannot not mention it, because we're in this position because we're divided. Remember that adage, united we stand, divided we fall. And because we've got this little battle going on with the conventionites and the anti-conventionites, we're not getting anything done. And I would hate to think that because of these good people on both sides of this fight, you know, we would lose this battle. You know, maybe we need to poke him in the eye, or at least kick him in the backside, right? Anyway, with that, I do have a hard break. And with that, I got more information to give you before we can get into some real meaty content. So stay tuned, and we'll be right back after word from our sponsors. So thank you very much. My show, Reclaiming the Republic, is more than an educational show. My intent is also to work with you and local leadership to promote matters of the Constitution and self-governance. This way, we can all promote constitutional awareness within our communities and with our elected officials and public leaders. If you love liberty and sovereignty and recognize the federal tyranny that is threatening our lives, then we are asking for your help. And here are a few ways you can help. Spread the word about this radio show, Reclaiming the Republic. Republic. It is result-oriented and is live across the Republic. Download and share our podcasts. Like, follow, and share our page, Mobius Strip Press, and the articles and content posted on our Facebook page. Get informed about groups in the local area and get involved. Most importantly, become a constitutional warrior with your local leaders and demand that they begin applying constitutional tests to what they are doing and who they are supporting. Thank you. Rippey Homes wants you to know the process from start to finish in building your custom home can take up to 2 years, especially if you're looking for real estate and have not settled on the design of your home. There are a lot of details in each step of this process and a plethora of options in the Passivhaus designs that Rippey Homes specializes in. If you want to get your custom home done right, then working with the Passivhaus experienced builder with an unmatchable reputation, then you need to contact Rippey Homes. Again, the process can take a long time, so getting the lead time and learning your options as well as getting into the schedule will help you get that much closer to obtaining your dream custom home. So check out Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academe has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath, even though we're not required to take it, because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are supporting to undermine our republic and our constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on Red State Talk Radio. Thank you. That number to dial in is 215-TOP-TALK, 215-867-8255. And again, don't forget those three C's. And if you're ready to call in, the lines are open. And before I leap too far forward, things, when I hear my own promos, things go through my head. And they talk about supporting businesses and or don't support politically correct businesses. I don't know if you're familiar, and I've mentioned Jonah Goldberg's book before, Liberal Fascism, but he talks about the Blue Eagle. And if you don't know what the Blue Eagle was the sign or the symbol of conformance to political correctness. In other words, the businesses were being told and mandated to the nth degree that they were supposed to provide services and or products at a very specific government rated price. And so it was federal tyranny, folks, because the federal government does not have the authority to be able to dictate the cost of services, the cost of products in any way. There's nowhere in the Constitution that gives them that authority. And so they basically told everybody, because of the war, with quotes around that, that these businesses needed to comply, and the businesses that did not comply were tattletaled on by the progressives of the day, and those people were dragged off to jail. And he talks about this in his book and provides an example of a guy that was running a laundromat, dry cleaner type of service where he was actually doing the ironing and washing of your clothes for less money. And because of that, somebody turned him in and he was thrown in jail for being competitive. And so when we start talking about compliance to political correctness, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about, you know, surrendering any type of counter dialogue. There are lots of companies that, you know, I don't like and I won't buy them. And if you want to know what they are, just let me know. I mean, my email's available. I'll tell you. But that's for another purpose. But anyway, let me ask you this too. What is it that you're looking for in a book? If I wrote a book that would guarantee you a significant increase in your income, guaranteed a significant increase in your income, would you buy it? Especially if it was only $3 and it was only a 25-page read at the most. You'd probably buy it and read that, right? Because it's a guarantee. If not, I'd give you the $3 back, right? I mean, because that's what a guarantee would be. What would you do if I guaranteed you immortal life? Well, I mean, if, you know, you got shot by a gun, or I mean, you got shot and got killed that way, then that wouldn't be necessarily a guarantee of immortal life. But let's say you kept your tail out of hot water and you managed to dodge all bullets coming at you and you lived a certain way, I could guarantee you eternal life. And I charge you $3 for that book. You'd probably buy it because what would you have to lose? What I am guaranteeing you and what I am promising you, that's more important, more apropos, what I am promising you in my books is an irrefutable argument of how we can save our Constitution and get the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution. Now, what does that really promise you? That promises you that the restoration of your rights and your state's rights will be restored. Now, your states may be able to be tyrannical, but the federal government can't be. And the federal government has the technology, the money, the bullets, the means to do a lot worse things than your state can. A lot worse things. And so I would think that if you understood the magnitude of what we're playing here and the game, that, or I should say the risks that we're facing, then I would think that you would at least want to spend a few dollars in reading an executive summary and understanding what it is you need to do to, you know, prepare yourself or to assist and become a buy-in or become a supporter of this Reclaiming the Republic. Anyway, let me move on. Is CPAC off limits for constitutionalists? That's a question for you, because it seems like it's just null. There's nothing going on in CPAC and talking about any type of path of saving the Constitution. And it just seems like it's just a bunch of conservatives talking about the good old status quo and the compromises they're willing to make with your liberties. I cannot believe that I constantly hear the compromises and the acceptance at the CPAC. There is a whole list. And if you want them, I'll send them to you. You can probably Google it and you'll find it in Wiki. Go look at all the government offices, agencies, and administrations. There's over 600 of them, folks. And ask yourself, how many of those are constitutional? How many of those has the federal government come and said, we'd like to be able to do this and we need your permission because that's how the Constitution's written. So we need an amendment so that we can do this. Is that okay? Because they haven't done that. They haven't done that with well over 500, almost 600 of those agencies, probably all 600, because there's only three agencies that were constitutionally created that were a part of the Constitution, actually four. And the fourth one most people don't know, but and I'll explain it to you. There was the Department of Treasury, the Department of State, and the Department of War, or now the Department of Defense. And the fourth one was the General Accounting Office. They needed an administrative office to be able to buy, purchase materials or what have you, to create the buildings they need, to manage the property that they need to do their job, not to basically hold your state at will or at bay from being able to do the things that you want to do. That was never their job. Their job was to be able to create Congress or the building and edifice for all these great holy politicians to go and take away your liberties. At least that's what they've been doing. But the point is that there were only those four agencies that I know of. There may be some smaller little departments or offices within those departments, but that's it. That's it, folks. There's no EPA. There's no energy, education, those 12 departments, and I can list them real quick. That would be Interior, Justice, Agriculture, Commerce, Labor, Health and Human Services, Housing and Urban Development, Transportation, Energy, Education, Veterans Affairs, and Homeland Security. Those are all violations of the Constitution. So what's it going to take for us to get that back? And are you willing to take the little bit of time it takes to read this executive summary? And are you willing to take the few dollars that it'll take to buy this? Because the money that you're going to be spending, some of that money will go to the organization. Let's say you have a constitution association that you're affiliated to, and Doug Gibbs is working with me and he's supporting Republic Review and getting people out and he's helping sell this. And so you would want to buy the Constitution Association's version of that, because then his organization will get a little stipend or a portion of the proceeds of that. And so wouldn't that be favorable for you? That because his organization, your organization, would actually be winning or gaining from that. And so I'm going to do that with all the different organizations that are involved in supporting Republic Review, because this isn't about GR getting rich. I've told you that many times. And so every organization that's out there, whether it be a small local group or a larger group, national group, state group, whatever, it is about getting the knowledge out and letting them, you know, help promote this, because basically I'm asking for people to help sell this idea. And why wouldn't I give them some form of compensation, especially these leaders and organizations? And that's what I'm doing. And that's exactly why I'm doing it. And so one new organization that I've kind of hinted on, but I didn't want to, you know, be presumptuous and jump out there and make the comment, hey, these guys are on board. And so what I want to do is I want to tell you about this new organization. It looks like we're going to be dovetailing. And it's a separate organization. But the interesting thing is this organization is actually a PAC. And this organization actually is going to put teeth into this movement. And so I'm so short on time. I'm less than a half a minute on time left before the next hard break. So I don't have enough time to tell you. So let me ask you this. If you watch the Levin show on Fox News, like anybody watches Fox anymore, if you did, and I won't berate you for watching Fox, but please call and let me know what you thought of the content. Is he promoting the COS project, or is he promoting his CRTV, or what's he doing on Fox? And what kind of content is he? Is he really supporting the Constitution and Republic Review? I doubt it. But anyway, I'm at that hard break. So after a word from our sponsors, I will be right back. So please stay tuned, and I'm going to tell you about this group called Focus. I'll be right back.
This is GR Mobley. Most of you understand the importance of having strategic goals, but do you have a long-term strategic goal for your dental health? Too many people are only focused on whitening their smile, I understand the appearance of teeth can give you confidence, but this can risk your future health in only addressing the cosmetics of your teeth. And many dentists will take your money to do this. They say failing to plan is planning to fail. And if you don't have a long-term strategy, you need a new dentist. Every dentist provides a dental plan, but Dr. Tracy and his staff develops a strategy to help you maintain or restore your dental health to what it needs to be. To develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health, connect with Dr. Tracy at VonTracyDDS.com. That's VonTracyDDS.com. So you too can develop a strategy in maintaining your dental health.
Thousands of people each month are moving to what is referred to as the Redoubt area. That's R-E-D-O-U-B-T. If you're tired of insane liberal policies and you have a growing concern in the ideological makeup of your community, you should do what many others are doing and look into joining us here in the Redoubt area. If you settle on moving to the Spokane area, you need to contact Rippey Homes to help you develop the ideal solution that can help you reduce your operational costs and reduce your dependence on the nation's aging infrastructure. Rippey Homes offers a full package service, including real estate, Passive Haus designers with an array of options to help you blend in with your surroundings. Why risk what is important, your family and your home? So check out Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com. That's Cameron Rippey at cgrippey.com in the heart of the Redoubt country. This is G.R. Mobley. I've been on the radio for over a year, and for over a decade, I've been providing content to help patriots understand what has to be done if we are going to save our Constitution and our Republic. Not one academic has been able to refute my argument, and most do not like it for money reasons. If you have not read my executive summaries, you need to, so that you can understand what we all need to do. I am trying to give patriots the necessary knowledge to take back our Constitution and Republic. Go to reclaimingtherepublic.org so you can pick up my executive summaries, books, and content to understand the simplicity of what we have to do. This way, you'll know what, why, and how to support the reclaiming of our Republic. Again, please take a look at my content. Most of it's free at reclaimingtherepublic.org and mobistrippress.com as well. This way, you can become a part of the solution and not a part of the problem. Hi, this is G.R. Mobley. To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, these conventions require states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. These conventions are unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to get my executive summary on Republic Review and listen to Reclaiming the Republic right here on Red State Talk Radio every weekday evening from 6 to 5 Eastern and 3 to 4 Pacific. Thank you. Okay, if you want to join in on the dialogue, you need to call 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-867-8255. And so right before the break, I threw the name out there, Focus, but it's not F-O-C-U-S, it's F-O-C-O-S. This is an interesting organization I ran across a few weeks back, possibly, and I looked at what they were doing. And I saw that they had basically the framework necessary to kind of create an umbrella for each state to identify the candidates that are, you know, all in the race and identify which ones are on board with saving the Constitution. And in this particular case, which one would be on board with calling for a Republic Review or an audit of the Constitution. And So I'm working with the purveyor of that particular page. And by the way, if you go to Focus, FOCOS.US, that is their webpage. And right now it is Idaho, but they have the ability to create Focus for every state. And if you understand, I believe the acronym off the top of my head is Focusing. Well, hold on a second. Why even guess when I could probably pull it up? Yeah, give me a second here. And I believe it is, where do I have it? Focusing. Yes. Focusing objectives on candidates' oath of service. There it is. And so if that doesn't state what they're doing, I mean, that is a mission statement right there in itself. Their job is to focus upon every candidate that is in the race and ensuring that they're going to uphold their oath. But the key thing about their oath is, and I've said this a few times, it's the very first thing. It's the first thing they have to make an oath to or pledge to, and that is to support and defend. In some states, sometimes it's just support, but that's still enough to support the Constitution. And you as the electorate, you as we the people, have a right to expect them to support and defend the Constitution and not to allow federal tyranny to be affecting you to the way it is. Some people don't mind flushing twice. That's not federal tyranny, but technically it is, folks, because the government has no ability in the Constitution to be able to regulate how many times you flush or the type of light bulb you burn in your home or in a room or what have you. Those are states' responsibilities if the state wants to do those things, and it's not the federal responsibility to do those things. So this is an interesting group. I'm going to have lots of more information and a lot more details regarding this. So just stay tuned, because we're going to be talking more and more, and I'm going to be bringing the purveyor on here as the key person to kind of give you some of the details and announce some of the stuff. But I just want you to know that this is actually growing, and there's more people, key people, that are really coming on board and helping to advocate for saving the Constitution. Because if we don't do it, folks, it ain't going to happen, and we are it could be next year where all of a sudden a political event occurs, whether it be a financial meltdown or something else, where they use their political prowess to suspend the Constitution indefinitely. And then what do you do? What do you do? Well, I'm going to tell you what you do. Everybody should be marching straight to their capitals of their state and say, since when did you allow them to do this? Since when do they have the power to suspend the Constitution? You as the state and a stakeholder of that Constitution, it's yours, it's not theirs to do this. And so if we don't at that point in time march down and tell them that they cannot let the inferior who they've delegated powers to, but not that particular power to discard the Constitution, they can't do that. They have no power to do that. And so if you're not prepared when that happens, and if you're not prepared to actually stop that from happening, then, you know, maybe it's time to really start giving this some prayer and thought and getting on board with Republic Review, because that's what this is about. Basically drawing that line and creating that box for the federal government to get back into and say, okay, these are the powers we want you to exercise. All these powers we never gave to you, we really didn't give them to you, so we don't want you exercising them. And that's why we didn't give them to you. The reason we're in this situation is because they have lied through dubious means, and maybe noble or nefarious. It does not matter what means they used. They were lies. It was deceit. They don't have the power. They never did. And I can academically prove it when you read my executive summary. So let me kind of move on to some other little details here. Like, how about no gun talk on, you know, all the gun talk that we're hearing and no talk on morals? How about that? Does that bother you? does it bother you like it bothers me? I'm just so tired of hearing people being controlled by the progressive narrative, get rid of guns, get rid of guns, get rid of guns, because they know as soon as they take away your guns, then just like in Rome and every other civilization, it's just about over, folks, because then you have no way of defending yourself. And that is precisely why the framers instilled that Second Amendment. Remember, when people say you don't need an automatic weapon, the Second Amendment didn't differentiate on your right to bear arms. And in those days, they say that the right to bear arms only dealt with muskets and flintlock pistols. No, 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 no. Many people, there were people that had means, that had cannons and mortars and so forth. If you had the means, and actually in Britain, there were certain people that were supposed to, and if you go to the Glorious Bill of Rights and the right of bearing arms and so forth, it goes back to Britain. If you had more money, you were expected to have more arms. If you didn't have, there was a limit, or I should say not a limit, but a minimum of what you had to have. If you had more money, you were supposed to have more. How about that? And most people don't understand those things. History is a wonderful thing if you really read it and understand it. And a really good book by Stephen Holbrook is That Every Man Be Armed. And he makes a very good academic argument as to why we all need to be bearing arms and we need to be, you know, going back towards a full armed society so that there's no such thing as a soft target. You're not a soft target. No home, no business, no school is a soft target. You want to create a soft target, then what you're doing is you're advertising, just like Trump is saying, and everybody's been saying this for years, but he's just echoing the sentiments. We are only advertising that, hey, we want to be sitting ducks. It's just like somebody that puts out on the front lawn. I'd love to see people advertise, we have no guns. Anyway, it's all about compliance with the Constitution, folks. We must make that the paramount issue. And if you don't agree with me, please call. Because I'm just trying to make sense of why anybody would not want to make the Constitution the paramount issue and compliance for the federal government. I will say this. If you want a given state to be able to have the power to repeal a person's rights to bear arms, because keep in mind, the Second Amendment means the federal government has no power to take away your right to bear arms. The Second Amendment does not make that for states. The 14th Amendment is what creates that limit upon states from being able to take away our liberty and our personal liberties and weapons. And so if you really want to be able to start limiting guns and going down that path of making an age limit and all these other little things that would be in violation of the Second Amendment and 14th Amendment, then what you should do is start a movement in repealing the 14th Amendment, because that is your problem. And I don't know why people at CPAC and other places are not bringing this up. There's been many a people that in the academic, Kush was one, I believe, Holbrook was another. There's plenty of them that have made academic arguments to say, you know, the states have no right to make any limitations because of the 14th Amendment. They cannot limit your right of assembly, speech, your individual liberties and immunities and privileges. And so that includes your right to bear arms. They can't create laws that say you can't have this kind of weapon, because the Second Amendment doesn't say this kind of weapon or that kind of weapon. They have to be very specific that you have the ability to bear arms. And so the 14th Amendment is what applies that to the states, that you have the right to bear arms, and they can't whittle away at it like California and some of these other states have been doing, because that's a violation of the Constitution. And until they repeal the 14th Amendment, they can't do it. Secondly, if we want to comply to the First Amendment and have the federal government shut down their national secular church, then that would be a great idea. Because if we can do that, then I truly believe we'll be able to take the moral code back and inject that back into our schools and our society and so forth. But I'm not sure that a lot of the national religious leaders, go to circleofprotection.us or just Google Circle of Protection or go to my website. I think I have the PDF on Reclaiming the Republic of those who have signed up with the Circle of Protection, those religions, and take a look. Is your religion there? And if so, you better start talking to your way leader or your pastor, minister, or whomever, because they're the ones that are all for signing up and subjugating you to the federal government. And so I think this is very important for you to get engaged in. All of this is, especially reclaiming the Republic. And with your help, we can do this. So this is G.R. Mobley. I'm done for the day. I will be back tomorrow at the same time. And with all of that, God bless, and we'll see you tomorrow.